on a Tuesday afternoon. And once again, it's a warm welcome to Penny Faree, an investigative journalist at large, representing in the matter between Mr. Rajkumar and the Guadaguza municipality, Radio Life and Style. It's a very important role that you're fulfilling there, Penny, and we thank you sincerely for all of the efforts that you are making. Just to put things in perspective, if you have been following the case, you will know that Mr. Rajkumar, Shamir Rajkumar, is technically the chief financial officer of the Guadaguza municipality, but he has been suspended with full pay at the moment, pending a disciplinary hearing that is about to begin, based on the fact that he has incurred irregular and fruitless and wasteful expenditure by operating on behalf of the municipality several bank accounts, which is quite legal, but there are reasons that certain folk in the municipality believe that he was wasting money, and on the basis of that, they've called for his suspension pending the disciplinary hearing that is about to happen. And that's where we pick it up.
Yes, hi Dave, good afternoon to everyone. So it unraveled spectacularly yesterday in the Durban High Court. This morning, the suspended Guadaguza municipality chief financial officer, Shamir Rajkumar, filed an urgent application to suspend his disciplinary proceedings pending the outcome of two review applications before the court. So let me quickly explain how that unfolded. An application was brought before the presiding officer yesterday before the commencement of the disciplinary hearings. The senior advocate, Salim Kam, for Rajkumar, requested that the presiding officer declare the disciplinary hearing illegitimate and incompetent, citing deficiencies in the process that was followed in the council's decision to suspend the CFO. This application came about after Rajkumar's legal team found material discrepancies in the certified minutes of the council meeting on June the 7th that passed the resolution to suspend Rajkumar. The material discrepancies, he said, compromised the legality of the disciplinary proceedings. So how this unfolded, last week at the pre-disciplinary inquiry, the municipality's legal team, Zuma and Partners Incorporated, was asked to furnish Rajkumar's legal team with a letter of appointment from KDM authorizing the appointment of the new senior counsel to lead evidence. And they also asked for the certified minutes of the resolutions taken by council that led to the suspension of the CFO. So the timeline here is, on April the 20th, the council appointed an independent firm, Zuma and Partners, incidentally the same firm who's representing them in this matter, to investigate a reasonable case of financial misconduct brought against the CFO in respect of the irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Now, the matter dated back to 2018, which relates to expenditures linked to First National Bank charges. On June the 7th, at a special council meeting, the council noted the report, which was tabled by Zuma and Partners, and the report recommended the disciplinary proceedings be instituted against the CFO for serious financial misconduct. So as a result of the report, certain motions had to be passed by council. So the first motion, which the council deliberated on, whether the misconduct was of a serious nature or a less serious nature, and a vote was conducted. Now, this was a prerequisite to the decision about whether the disciplinary action would be instituted against the CFO or not. So on the first motion, 24 councillors voted that the misconduct was of a serious nature, 18 councillors voted that it was not of a serious matter, and 7 councillors abstained from voting. So that's a total of 49 councillors who were there and whose votes were recorded. So based on that outcome, the council deliberated on whether the CFO should be suspended or not. So on that motion, 25 councillors voted for the CFO to be suspended, 24 councillors voted for the CFO not to be suspended, and 7 councillors abstained from voting. So the certified minutes, however, that were furnished to the legal team on Sunday recorded 49 for the first motion, whether it was serious or not, and 56 on the motion to suspend him. However, when they went, the CFO's legal team went through the documentation, they only were able to count 54 names. So there was a material contradiction in the number of councillors actually present at the meeting, which compromises the legitimacy of the resolution taken on that day. So based on the motions, another meeting was held on July the 6th to vote on the implementation of the resolutions which were taken on the June the 7th meeting. At that meeting, 12 councillors did not pitch up. They had put a leave of absence. So on a majority of only 5 votes, council decided to implement the resolutions taken on June the 7th. So Khan said that had those 12 councillors not taken a leave of absence, the vote could have very well swung in the CFO's favour. And he also stated that the meeting was not decisive. So in the application, Khan requested the disciplinary hearing be adjourned and referred back to council for reconsideration and re-voting. So KDM's senior counsel yesterday on brief, Jeremy Bronze, he argued that the disciplinary... suspension. So he ruled that unless a court order is issued, the disciplinary inquiry will commence this Thursday. So that's where we stand.
It sounds very complicated, but I need to just set into context.
Yes.
The reason that one has to go through the entire exercise is because it's a very, very difficult legal matter to pronounce on as a non-legal person. And Penny's situation is she is the only member of the media that has been allowed to attend these hearings based on the fact that, well, she represents the radio station.
Yes.
And as the only representative and under very, very tight conditions, she has to be meticulous in terms of what can be reported. It seems as if, just looking at it, that a process has been followed. Whether or not one can look at it either way, as a layman, it seems like frivolous in a sense. You know, we're sort of ones and twos in terms of majority. Yeah. However, the matter is, just to put it in perspective for those that are new to this whole saga, Rajkumar is the gatekeeper to the funds. He's run a good ship until now, and I believe that as a result of his prudent stewardship of the purses and the money in the municipality, we've received clean audits, relatively speaking, throughout. He built up a very healthy cash reserve to ward off any untoward expenses, unforeseen costs of about 3 months. Some of that money, apparently, since his suspension, has already disappeared.
Or dwindled.
Yes. These are still to be unpacked, but certainly that would appear to be the case. The reason behind the call to suspend him seems odd. There were bank charges incurred in what seemed to be legitimate banking practice. Much more money has been spent in the legal process to get him censured. Certainly, it doesn't seem to be in the ratepayers' interest, and I say it doesn't seem to be because I'm a layman and the legal minds are working on the case at the moment. But ultimately, the case goes ahead tomorrow. There will be one journalist in attendance because that's all that's allowed, and that's Penny. Yeah. And you'll be watching this closely.
So the case tomorrow is against the Durban High Court, which is the application. The High Court now is going to determine whether the disciplinary hearing should be suspended pending the reviews of those applications they have filed. There's two applications. One, the first application they filed last week was to allow the civic organizations, KDRM and ICAM, also the civic movement, to be part of the disciplinary hearing and myself as an independent journalist. And that was dismissed. When we did an access application, the chairman ruled that the only media house allowed to attend the hearing was Radio Life and Style, who was the first applicant in the access application. So that has gone under review. It was filed in the Pietermaritzburg High Court, and they're going to be reviewing that. And the second application, which transpired yesterday, was whether the disciplinary hearing should be dismissed, set aside.
So that's not being set aside. Yeah. It is going ahead.
It's based on the judge's decision tomorrow.
Oh, so that's what tomorrow's all about.
And if it isn't, if it's not set aside, then the disciplinary hearing is going to go ahead on Thursday.
Wow.
So that's where we are.
So right? We're watching these matters unfold as we speak. Penny doing a fabulous job there, keeping track of what must be mind-numbingly boring at this point.
No, my goodness. It's so interesting. It's like this Days of Alive, I'm revealing my age here, case. It's just there's a different facet which has been unraveled each time we go in there. And tomorrow's hearing is quite interesting because it was the same argument. The chair said, no, you know what, we are being pedantic. You know, you like nitpicking now. The numbers are really not important. And let me just stress, there were certified minutes that were given to the legal team. But it casts an aspersion on the entire legitimacy, because how did they get the numbers wrong? I mean, that was so important. And why did 12 people who decided to implement the motions of a disciplinary hearing, why did they take a leave of absence? You know, that could have swung the vote in a majority. So can you imagine now going back to council and redoing this entire process?
Well, it all sounds a little irregular, and no doubt the wheels of justice are grinding very fine, slowly, and there will be a finding soon.
Yes.
Bottom line is, Radio Life and Style, under the good graces of Penny, our investigative journalist for the moment, is going to be there and watching all the way, so there will be no obfuscation, there will be no dodging of the facts and the fair comment to follow. So Penny, we will once again, I'm sure, reconvene after tomorrow.
Yes. So
we'll find out where to from here.
Absolutely. So we'll see what the rule the court decides tomorrow, whether we're going to go ahead or we're going to wait for the two review applications to be considered.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's where we leave it for today. Journalist at large, Penny Faree, in the house, and she will be back as soon as there is something to report in the next day or two.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Penny. Here's
Thanks,
Bruno
Dave.
Mars.